With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The Senate has failed to pass government funding bills amid concerns over the Trump administration's immigration enforcement in Minneapolis. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
Seven Republicans joined Democrats in blocking legislation to fund the Department of Homeland Security and several other agencies. It was a test vote as negotiations continue on demands that ICE be reformed after two fatal shootings in Minneapolis. Senators are racing to meet a Friday midnight deadline to approve funding. Ahead of the test vote, President Trump said the two sides were discussing a possible solution and said, "We don't want a shutdown." Greg Clugston, Washington.
The European Union has agreed to list Iran's Parliamentary Revolutionary Guard as a terrorist organization over Tehran's bloody crackdown on nationwide protests.
Kaya Kallas, the EU's foreign policy chief, said Thursday that the bloc's foreign ministers unanimously agreed on the designation. Earlier in the day, Kallas told reporters,
"If you act as a terrorist, you should also be treated as a terrorist."
The listing came after the 27-nation bloc sanctioned 15 Iranian officials, including commanders in its Revolutionary Guard, over the violent crackdown on protesters. Activists say the crackdown has seen over 6,300 people killed. I'm Karen Chavez.
Another wave of dangerous cold is heading for the south, and experts say the risk of hypothermia heightens for people in parts of Mississippi and Tennessee who are entering now their sixth day trapped at home without power in sub-freezing temperatures. The National Weather Service says Arctic air moving into the southeast will cause already frigid temperatures to plummet into the teens tomorrow night in cities like Nashville. Doctors say while more vulnerable people may have started experiencing hypothermia symptoms within hours of being exposed, young people may experience as well. This is SRN News. Another Ten Commandments monument goes up in Texas.
This one stands on the lawn of the Tarrant County Courthouse in downtown Fort Worth. Kelly Shackelford of the Christian legal group First Liberty cheered the monument, saying, quote, "Displaying the commandments on public grounds in Texas is consistent with Supreme Court decisions that recognize our religious heritage and the best of the nation's history and traditions. The Ten Commandments are a symbol of law and moral conduct." Michael Harrington reporting.
Authorities in Hungary have filed charges against Budapest's liberal mayor over his role in organizing a banned gay pride event in the capital last year. Grigori Karsenyi, who has led Budapest since 2019, had been the subject of a police investigation following the march on June 28th. The event was a violation of a national ban imposed by Hungary's conservative government. The Budapest Chief Prosecutor's Office says the mayor has been charged for organizing the event. This is SRN News. Stocks moved a lot yesterday, but didn't go very far toward the end.
Wall Street ended a day of dramatic swings pretty much where it started. The S&P 500 edged down by just 0.1% Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average edged up 55 points. That's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.7%. Microsoft sank 10% after its latest quarterly earnings report. That was its worst drop in almost 6 years. Facebook and Instagram parent company Meta Platforms rose 10.4%. The price of gold swung sharply following a nearly relentless drop higher in recent months. Seth Sutel, New York.
Starbucks says it plans to open hundreds of new stores across the country and add seating at thousands of existing locations. The company detailed its plans during an investor presentation in New York yesterday. Executives say they expect up to 175 new Starbucks cafes to open this year. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.